Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 10, our final day of Wisdom at Work. Yesterday we explored ways to use mindfulness to build strong relationships and work with challenging colleagues. Today we're going to discover some great ways for remembering to be mindful. This is actually one of the greatest challenges of mindfulness, but fear not, it can be done and done well. Firstly, remembering to be mindful is really about our intention to be mindful. And that's going back to our motivation. It's interesting that the word mindful actually means to remember. And our days are made up of many, many moments, but these can easily merge into one big blur when we don't remember to check in with ourselves. And this isn't a complicated thing. Just pausing to take 3 mindful breaths can be enough to punctuate your day and give yourself a chance to reset and notice what you might need. My first tip of today is to set an alarm on your phone to be mindful. Maybe set it 3 or 4 times during the day, simply to remind you to take 3 mindful breaths. My next top tip for when you're at work is, put a picture on your desk that reminds you to be mindful. It may not be obvious to anyone else, but it could be your mindful picture, so when you look at it, you know to connect with your breath, or connect with your hands or your feet on the floor. And at number 3, is set some activities that you do at work that you can bring mindfulness to. So this could be opening a particular door, walking up or downstairs, very similar to what we've done in mindfulness on the go, so weaving in that mindfulness to everyday activities. It could also be when you walk in a certain area in your office. So when you're walking in that area, you switch to your feet. And again, this is a way to check in on yourself and step out of thinking. And finally, you guessed it, acceptance. So workplaces aren't perfect, people aren't perfect, and expecting perfection will leave you always feeling like something is missing. If we can bring some degree of acceptance to our work, then we're going to give ourselves an easier time. And on that note, for our final meditation of Wisdom at Work, we're going to do some acceptance. So find your comfortable meditation posture, sitting on a boat, a jet ski, or surfboard. Just checking you're listening. Sitting on a chair with a nice straight back. Noticing the contact points where your feet meet the floor and where your body meets the surface you're sitting on. Taking a deep breath in. Breathing out and gently closing your eyes. Scan through your body, noticing how you are right now and what you might be bringing to this meditation. Whether a little bit of impatience, perhaps, as it's the last day, feeling that leaning forwards to finish the course. Maybe you're bringing some busyness from the outside world, some thoughts. Maybe you've got some ideas about how to bring mindfulness to work and you're eager to try them out. So noting how you are, how your mind is, and letting go of it as best you can, and then shifting your attention to your breath, feeling the air coming in and out of your nostrils, feeling the cool air coming in and the warm air going out, and noticing that short pause between your in-breath and your out-breath, and your out-breath and your in-breath. And also sensing any busyness in your breathing. And noticing any sense of calm as you breathe. What's the tone of your breath right now? And continuing to focus on your breathing in this way. Now allowing your breath to move into the background of your awareness and bring to mind one person at work that you have a challenging relationship with. It doesn't need to be the person you find most difficult. It can be someone you have a bit of difficulty with, or maybe you don't quite see eye to eye. And now, as best you can, simply accepting that person the way they are. And you can say to yourself, I find our relationship a challenge, but I accept you the way you are. Noticing how it feels to accept that person. Maybe there's a sense of relief, a weight lifted. Maybe it feels very challenging and unnatural. As always, neither is better or worse. It's just your experience. Now letting go of that person and shift your attention to one part of your job that you know you can't really change, something that's integral to the work you do that you find difficult. Maybe it's something you think someone else should be doing, but you've ended up doing it. And bringing some acceptance to that thing you can't change. And now letting that go too. And shift your attention to one thing that you can't accept. Something about your work that you really find isn't right. Being curious about what comes up. And you can ask yourself, is there any way this can be changed? And if so, what might be blocking you from making that change? Maybe it means speaking up, going against the flow, a feeling of discomfort. Sometimes things do need to be changed, and we need a little nudge to make that happen. Noticing that thing that you can't accept, and we're simply investigating it. So noticing how it feels. Now letting go of the effort you've been making and taking a deep breath in, breathing out and gently opening your eyes. How did you find that meditation? Bringing acceptance to different areas of our work experience, the people we work with, the job we do, and also noticing the things we can't accept. And sometimes our body can tell us that something might need to be changed, and maybe we haven't quite found the courage to make that change yet. And we spend most of our time at work, so why not make it the best it can be? And mindfulness is also about noticing how solid our beliefs are about work. We can often fall into very fixed mindsets about what we're capable of and of what work can offer us. and how we should approach our work. So being curious about what you can change and how you can reframe work and relate to the people you work with and the job you do. Well, that's the end of the programme. Take care, go well, and remember to be kind to yourself at work.